The last group of pilgrims in the 2009 season of Loch Derg pilgrimages arrived at the Irish Augustinian Monastery on Station Island today. One of the oldest pilgrimage sites in Ireland, the Loch Derg pilgrimage is a three-day fast incorporating a 24-hour vigil where people pray barefooted their entire stay.
This ancient tradition is still popular with modern people in search of spiritual renewal. Approximately 8,500 pilgrims will have participated in the three-day pilgrimage by the end of this weekend, a 10% increase over 2008.
Bishop of Clogher, Joseph Duffy, says the ancient practice offers people something new.
It's so central to the need that we all have as human beings, you know, in our fragmented condition, to look for harmony in our lives, to look for peace in those areas where there's trouble, where there's difficulty, where there's conflict, and to find a place where this process can be given attention. And by getting away from it all, even getting away from mobile phones and from getting away from even the noise of traffic and so on, and getting into a peaceful environment, and also having the support of other people exactly in the same condition as ourselves, all doing the same thing, all following a program which is intensive, but it's very tangible and very definitive. And that's one of the things people like about Loch Derg. They know exactly what they have to do, what's expected of them. The simple rule about fasting, about the keeping awake, the vigil, which of course is so difficult, and where it's most the weakness of human nature shows up most, certainly speaking for myself, that's by far the most difficult exercise, this thing of keeping awake consistently for 24 hours. And finally then the bare feet and the fact that we share all that together. Everybody's exactly on the same level. There's no difference at all between people, between their age groups or between the gender of people or the profession of people or anything like that. We're all exactly the same in Loch Derg, and that, I think, gives people a great sense of solidarity.